Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you, filling in for John Hockenberry today. Well, on this Wednesday, we hear another bit of verse from one of you celebrating a special place, a plot of land connecting a family across generations.
This is where my mother is buried. This is where I will be buried too. In a family cemetery, on this land cleared and tamed and fenced by a child bride who celebrated her golden wedding anniversary before she lay down deep in the woods of East Texas, beneath the tall pines punctuated by brilliant dogwoods, mere steps from the home she kept and swept, and where she slept, not forever but just for the night, with the man who tamed the land with her and oversaw the digging and the laying of the stone, who mows and tends this place alone, this place where my mother is buried.
That's Takeaway listener Kathy Wells from Palestine, Texas. Her poem describes a cemetery deep in the woods of East Texas.
It's a very rural area, about 15 minutes from town by car. It's only accessible by a blacktop road, one lane, and there are many varieties of hardwood trees there. We have elms and sycamores and hickories and, of course, pine trees and dogwood trees. And when you're there at the cemetery, if you're very still, you can be very quiet and hear the birds and the leaves gently blowing in the wind and through the tall pine trees. You might hear some footsteps in the woods, deer or other animals. So it's a very nice and quiet, peaceful place.
It's a quiet and peaceful place that you have said you really want to tie in with your family. Now, your mother and father are the ones who sort of built this place, or at least got it intertwined with the family. And I take it that it's your intention to make those ties even deeper.
Yes. That, of course, is going to be where I will be buried. And there is a deep family connection there with my sisters also. And this is a place where when I go, I do feel very connected to my family and my mother's memory and memories of things that our family's done together and the times that we've spent together.
Your mother and father, at least at first, struggled financially and struggled to get this land. Can you describe that a little bit, sort of how they became intertwined with it? It was through a lot of work.
It was through a lot of work. My parents did grow up very poor. I grew up very poor, but my father was an oil field worker back in the late 70s, and when there was a oil boom in the Middle East, and he was able to make enough money working overseas that he was able to come back and actually plant some roots deep in Palestine and on this property and purchase it. But at the time they bought it, of course, it was just thick with underbrush and, you know, not developed or tamed at all. They did a lot of clearing and burning of brush and fencing, and there was a lot of hard work to actually make it a viable property.
Does the physical input into the land, the physical work that went into it from your parents, make it mean more to you? I mean, you mention it in your poem and you mention it here. I wonder if the actual hands-on and the burning of brush and the sweat and the dirt makes it mean more to you.
Very much so, because this is just a testament of the hardworking people that they were and are, and the value that they put on working hard to accomplish something that you want to have happen. And so when I see those barbed wire fences, I know that my mom and my dad put those up there, and I have a great respect for the work that they put into that they had a vision. They saw this property as something that they could develop, and I feel very close to them when I'm there on that property.
You're talking about a place that's very close to your heart, of course, and a place that is home. Now, you briefly mentioned how your dad took you all to work overseas in the 70s. Now, describe that. Take a second, because that was in Tehran, right? You lived on the U.S. Embassy compound.
We didn't live on the U.S. Embassy compound, but I graduated from high school on the embassy compound grounds. We actually lived further north in the city, but it was the bicentennial year, so there were a lot of celebrations and things that went on at the embassy grounds, and we were privileged to be a part of that. But it was a huge culture shock going from the rural community in Palestine where we had grown up to a huge city in the Middle East. And it was an adventure, and we addressed it in that way, that this was going to be something that we would do as a family together. It was a unique experience that drew us very close together.
Well, Kathy Wells, your poem describes, and you've described for us so well, what this land means to you, how you'll be buried there yourself, your sister as well. What do you want for this land in the future? You won't be here forever. It'll be up to your children and grandchildren. As you stand here living and breathing, do you want it to stay in the family forever, as they say, or are you, what plans do you have for it?
Well, of course, we want it to stay in the family for as long as possible, for forever. We are proud of the fact that our parents made this available so that no matter what, we know that, we have a place that we can go. We could build a home. We can spend time on. So, yes, I would like for it to stay in the family. I would expect that just as I go and visit my mom and will eventually visit my dad there, that my children will come and visit me.
Well, Kathy Wells, thank you for sharing your work with us.
You're very welcome. It was my pleasure.
Kathy Wells listens to The Takeaway from Palestine, Texas. Her poem was featured as part of our This Is Where project in collaboration with the annual O Miami celebrations at our member station, WLRN, in Miami. To participate, write a short poem describing the place that's important to you and include the hashtag This Is Where, all one word. If you're in South Florida, you can tweet it at WLRN. If you live elsewhere, tweet it to us at The Takeaway, or you can always give us a call at 877-8MYTAKE.